Okay. Well, good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this special council meeting. I declare the meeting is open at
5:38.
I'd like to thank Mr. Trevor Prout for providing his services for the Shire swearing-in ceremony. I'd like to welcome our newest council member, Councillor Connie Witham. I'd also like to acknowledge our new Deputy Shire President, Councillor Robinson. Thank you, Sarah. And I'd also like to thank our Councillor Michael White for his leadership in the role of Shire President for the last 4 years. Thank you sincerely, Michael, on behalf of us all. You've been a strong leader in challenging times, and we're very grateful for your leadership role throughout that 4 year period. So thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, attendance, point two, attendance. We have all council members in attendance. We have the following staff members in attendance: CEO Karen Callahan, Special Projects Officer Pam Powell, Governance and Compliance Officer Leonie Hoss. Point three, disclosure of interest. The CEO has received 3 declarations of interest. I'll now hand over to the CEO, who will share the nature of the interests.
Thank you, Shire President. I've received an impartiality interest from Councillor Barrett in item 13.11, committees, appointment of members following election. Officer recommendation 2, that the council does not provide representation on the following committees: A, Broom Hill Recreation Complex Management Committee; B, Broom Hill Heritage Group; C, Tambalup Community Pavilion. Councillor Barrett is the current committee president of the Broom Hill Recreational Complex Management Committee, and was voted as the previous delegate for the Broom Hill Heritage Group. Councillor Barrett is actively involved in the committee, in the complex committee, and has attended meetings for the Broom Hill Heritage Group. Given the real and perceived conflict of interest in this matter, Councillor Barrett will not be participating in any discussion and will not be voting in this matter. I've also received the impartiality interest declaration from Councillor Letter in item 13.11, committees, appointment of members following election. Officer recommendation 2, the council does not provide representation on the following committees: Broom Hill Recreation Complex Management Committee, Broom Hill Heritage Group, Tambalup Community Pavilion Committee. Council Letter was the previous council delegate to the Tambalup Community Pavilion Committee, and has attended committee meetings as a representative of council. There may be a real perceived conflict of interest. Council Letter has declared to consider this matter on its merits and will vote accordingly. I've also received an impartiality interest declaration from Councillor Steve Penny in item 13.1.1, committee's appointment members following election, officer recommendation 2, that the council does provide representation on following committees: Broom Hill Recreational Complex Management Committee, Broom Hill Heritage Group, Tambalup Community Pavilion Committee. Councillor Penny was previously voted as a delegate to the Broom Hill Recreational Complex Management Committee and the Broom Hill Heritage Group. Given Councillor Penny's involvement with the committee and the group, there may be a real or perceived conflict of interest. Councillor Penny has declared to consider this matter on its merits and will vote accordingly. I will now hand back to the Shire President.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Point four, response to previous public questions taken on notice. There were no questions taken on notice. Point five, public question time. There's no one here in attendance, so over there. Point six, presentations, petitions, deputations. There's nil. Application for leave of absence. Nil. Announcements from the presiding member. No, I don't have anything further at this point. Number nine, so confirmation minutes. Confirmation of minutes will be dealt with at the next ordinary meeting of council, so no need to any follow through there currently. Point 10, point of difference deal. 11, economy deal. 12, lifestyle deal. So we go to 13, shall I support? Okay, cool. So we now move to item 13.1, committee's appointment of members following election. So 13.1 committee's appointment. So Karen, what are you going to say? Or we're just going to step through to...
Yeah, thank you, Shire President. I think probably this item is pretty comprehensive in its content. I draw attention to some of the differences with it. We have previously appointed to the committees listed, the only difference being the recommendation in relation to the Broomhill Recreational Complex Management Committee, the Broomhill Heritage Group and the Tambala Community Pavilion Committee, on the basis of the reasons given, the three governments associated with continuing on the council representation being conflict of interest, decision-making integrity and probity and perception. There's nothing further for me to add in relation to that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we can move to the officer recommendations and start at the top. Okay, so the first officer recommendation, this will be dealt with as a separate item. One, the council disbands the Disability Access and Inclusion Committee. I have a mover for this item. Councillor Robinson. The seconder, Councillor White. No comment at this point? No? Okay, so all those in favour? That's past 7-0. We move to the next order of business. I have declared an impartiality interest in this item and I will not be participating, so I invite the Deputy Shire President to take the chair. Councillor Robinson.
Yep.
Shire President Barrett. The item we will be voting on is 2.2, that the Council does not provide representation on the following committees. A, Broomhill Recreational Complex Management Committee. B, Broomhill Heritage Group. And C, Tambala Community Pavilion Committee. Can I please have a mover for this item?
I would like to move the amendment to the Office of Recommendation.
So, Councillor Henning has moved this motion.
And I would like to move an amendment to it.
And Councillor White has moved an amendment to it.
So, item 13.1, item 2A and 2C be removed and insert item 4A, that the council appoints a non-voting delegate and a non-voting proxy to the Broomhill Recreational Complex Committee. And 4B, that the council appoints a non-voting committee delegate and non-voting proxy to the Tambala Community Pavilion Committee.
Do I call for a seconder? Can I call for a seconder on this item? Councillor Dewar has seconded this.
Oh,
We will now vote on this item. I can call for any speakers for or against.
I'll just speak to the motion very quickly that it seems to be that the community would like to see us maintain these delegates. So in the interim, until we can find a better way of perhaps conducting ourselves with these committees, that we do maintain a non-voting, strictly non-voting delegation.
Thank you, Councillor White.
Do you read the motion again?
Yes.
Do you
read the motion?
So the
council does not provide representation on the following committee, Broome Heritage Group. Do I have a move on that?
Sorry.
Is that all?
That is the motion.
The amended motion is the what we're voting on, the amended part. That is what I've just read out.
Yes. Sorry, my apologies.
13.1, item 2A and 2C be removed. And then item 4A, that the council appoints a non-voting delegate and non-voting proxy to the Broome Hill Recreation Complex Management Committee. 4B, that the council appoints a non-voting community delegate and non-voting proxy to the Tamworth Community Pavilion Committee. That way, I need to, if you've had a seconder for that.
Okay. Yes. So
we now. Councillor Dewar.
Right. So we'll now vote on this item.
Now vote on the amendment.
All those in favour? That's carried 6-0. We'll now invite the Shire President back to the chambers.
Sorry, through the chair.
Sorry.
Now that we have to 2B. Vote on 2B while we have Broome Heritage Group that the council does not provide.
So now to go back and vote on 2B, that the council does not provide representation on the following committees, the being the Broome Hill Heritage Group. Can I please have a move for this item? Councillor Dewar moved it. Can I please have a second of this item? Councillor Letta? We will now vote on this item.
I would like to speak against it. I'm very torn because I do agree with Councillor White's comments. Very much so, I agree with them. However, I think, given the information that Karen has given us with regards to the Local Government Act and whatnot, I think if we vote for it, we are still in a grey area, whereas if we voted for the original motion, it would be a lot clearer and we would remove some of the potential backlash in the event of a litigation or any subsidy, which is probably highly unlikely. So I can see that we're bound by rules, but the other side of the argument is I do have a concern that the community would look upon the Shire negatively by us removing those. So I would like to see some other alternative. I can't see why councillors can't be invited to those meetings to give a report of council issues or to discuss proposals. That way they're on the minutes they're recorded as a visitor rather than a position holder, which would remove some of the ambiguity, in my opinion. So I'm not disagreeing with Councillor White, but my personal preference would be to make the decision to remove those positions, even though the community has been used to that situation for a very long time, and move on and try and maintain the channels of communication and improve if we possibly can. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Penny. Yes.
Sorry, I really have to make a point of order on it. Steve, we've already actually voted on removing item 2A and 2C from there. We've actually got it voting just on the Heritage Group right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Everything else.
So, right. Now, you're probably speaking really to including the items 4A. We've already made that call on A and C. So right now, we would be voting just on removing our representation from the Broomhill Heritage Group.
Wow. Sorry, I misinterpreted. I thought we included a B, which was removing the, or keeping the, your amended motion.
Yes,
was B, but that's actually going to be number 4.
Is that correct? Number 4.
Okay, so we're yet to vote on that.
Yeah.
Thank you, President. I apologise for my misunderstanding.
Sorry.
Do I have to repeat it and I'll see them again?
No, but it has complicated things a little bit. Only because I've realised that Councillor Barrett's outside of the room right now.
Through the Shire President, can I make a suggestion? We could possibly put a motion up to defer this section until, potentially these groups to another meeting, if it felt like we needed some more discussion. I do understand there might be some impending timelines, but there is a possibility to do that, for someone to potentially put a motion up to move the nominations for these committees for a discussion and potentially looking at options of how best for council members to represent and be on these external groups.
Well, through the chair, I think the reason we've probably been forced into making the decision now, the idea is that some of these committees are asking for their delegates now, and we could give them delegates and then decide to go the other way in down the cut, and then we're going to go back to them and say, you were nominated a delegate, but now we're removing those positions. That's a possibility, but I think probably we need to proceed with the decision. Is that fair, or...?
So, through the Deputy Shire President, that perhaps this is the first phase of us considering it, and particularly given Councillor White's suggestion to amend the motion, and it's the first phase, but we also look over the next year on what that final position and what it looks like moving forward next year. And perhaps that forms part of the recommendation as a suggestion.
I'm trying to figure out how to put it. What I think we need to do right now is decide on whether we want a representative on Broomhill Heritage Group, because we have a motion in the books that we need to vote on. I then propose that we bring item 4A and 4B forward while Councillor Barrett's out of the room.
Yes.
And then we revert back to item 3 so that Councillor Barrett can be back in the room. And then we vote accordingly as we've set it out, keeping in mind that there needs to be more discussion going forward. I think Steve, you've sort of answered your own question, your own bit about needing to go back to these committees with something solid after this meeting. So, can I ask that we put item 2B to the vote?
Okay. Thank you, Councillor White. So, 2 is that the Council does not provide representation in the following committee, the Birmingham Heritage Group. Does anyone need to comment on this? No? Can I please move this item, Councillor Dewar? Can I please have a second of this item, Councillor Letta, and we will now vote on this item. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. So we'll now move on to the amendment. 4A, is that right?
Yes.
Can you please read that out again?
The Council appoints a non-voting delegate and non-voting proxy to the Broom Hill Recreational Complex Committee, and 4B, that the Council appoints a non-voting delegate and non-voting proxy to the Tenra Community Pavilion Committee.
Does anyone have any discussion on this?
And I'll leave that in.
So, Councillor White has moved this motion. Can I have a second of this item? Councillor Dewar. And then we can talk
about. I'm not going to repeat the comments I made earlier on because I've tripped over my tongue, but I think you guys get the idea of where I was coming from. But the comment that Karen just made about this being the first phase of a process and allowing us to better communicate to these groups why we're going down this track if we end up ultimately removing those positions, I guess. I probably wouldn't be comfortable having Karen said that to vote with the motion. No, I still have concerns.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Penny. Anyone else? Do I need to say that again? Do I need to say that again? No. So we'll now vote on this item. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. I'll now invite the Shire President back to the chambers. At 6 o'clock. There was an amendment made to the motion 2A. Councillor White will now read out.
Okay. The Council appoints a non-voting delegate and non-voting proxy to the Broom Hill Recreational Complex Management Committee, and 4B, that the Council appoints a non-voting delegate and non-voting proxy to the Tablet Community Pavilion Committee. The item 2B was actually passed, that we removed the representation to the Broom Hill Heritage Group.
Okay, thank you. Alright, so carry on. Next item of business is 3. Council appoints a membership to the following committees. 1, formal committees of the Council, Chief Executive Officer Performance Review Committee, which has 5 members. The right of presiding member, I please have a nomination. Okay, so this is for the Chief Executive Performance Review Committee. So we need a nomination for presiding member.
Can I just speak to that?
Yes.
Just ask a question of the CEO. We've had 4 in the past. Some of these agenda items indicate as 4 and some indicate as 5, because you've got a presiding member and then you've got the Shire President.
Yes.
So
yep.
And thank you for that, Councillor White. So there was an oversight previously. The terms of reference does clearly state that it is 5 members. The Shire President doesn't necessarily have to be the presiding member. And we did previously have 4 members, but the terms of reference does say 5 and always has.
Okay. The Shire President can still be the presiding member, but...
Yes. Yes.
But that would just mean we need 4 councillors.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could have a nomination for the presiding member.
I would like to nominate the President, Mr. Brett Brennan.
Yeah. Any other nominations for the presiding member? No, I'll accept that. Okay. So we still need 4 more members. Did anyone would like to self-nominate for those? Right.
I'd like to nominate Sarah.
Yeah, I accept.
Oh, Councillor Robinson, I should say.
Yeah.
I accept the nomination. I would like to nominate for the chair, Councillor Letta. Is it?
Who's been on before? I've been on before, the, yeah.
Well, Councillor White, sorry, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I'll accept that nomination.
Okay, so Councillor White.
I would like to nominate Councillor Dewitt.
Except
that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't look at nominate Connie.
Yeah, would you like to nominate?
Yes, I'll have it on. Councillor
Dewitt. Accept that.
I would like to accept.
All right, thank you. Okay, so the mover for this item, Councillor Robinson, second of Councillor Wines. And all those in favour? That's passed 7. Yeah. We have the record of names. Okay, so we now move to advisory committees. Please have a nomination for the Bushfire Advisory Committee and the Local Emergency Management Committee. So I think for the... Yes, Councillor Chair?
I nominate President Barrett.
Yeah, for the Bushfire Advisory Committee.
Yes.
Yeah, I accept that.
And, well, they're both under the same ones, I believe, in the link.
So moving on now to the nominations for the Local Emergency Management Committee. Councillor White.
I'll nominate Councillor Barrett again for that one.
Yes, I'll accept that. And